Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For Drew's Brews today on US 99, officially October tomorrow, and we found a super spooky brewery to usher Drew's Brews into the Halloween season with their spooky theme. Have you heard of the author Ray Bradbury from Waukegan? He wrote a dark fantasy book called Something Wicked This Way Comes, and he became an author because that was how you could live forever. So these Waukegan-based brewers wanted to also live forever by making great beer and also paying homage to Ray Bradbury through their creation. Today, we are loving on Nightshade and Dark's Pandemonium Brewing in downtown Waukegan. That is a mouthful, right? Jim Nightshade and Mr. Dark, they are two of the characters from Something Wicked This Way Comes. The newest beer tapped just last week, it's called The Woman on the Lawn. It's a mango rye IPA. It was delicious. This is how Nightshade and Dark describes it. The rye starts with a thick, silky mouthfeel, then the combination of mango and fruit forward hops takes you for a drive. Next up is the rye, once again saying, hey, don't forget about me, with a nutty, slightly spicy interlude, followed by a stop by the band shell for a big hop symphony of aromas and flavors to close out a whirlwind sip. Rinse and repeat. Isn't that spectacular? They also have a really cool chocolate English toffee porter. It's called Perhaps We Are Going Away. It's a 5.6% dessert beer. That means you can have more than just one of them. This was Jill's favorite tasting when all the walkers visited last Sunday afternoon, following a day of boundless adventures, ziplining and rope climbing in Kenosha. Right down the road, the brewery does a food truck or a food drop almost every day of the week. They had incredible barbecue last weekend when we were there. Last night, they had sushi. 22 beers on tap. I dug the Mr. Pale. It's an APA, an American Pale Ale. The Toynbee Convector, named after another Bradbury short story. That beer was a citrus peach saison. They had a watermelon blonde ale called All Summer and a Day. It was sublime. But my favorite beer from Nightshade and Dark's Pandemonium Brewing in Waukegan, it's called Rosemary's Baby. A blood orange rosemary pale ale coming in at a cool 6.7%. And obviously, that's a spooky name we can all agree on. Hello, Rosemary's Baby. You can grab a flight anytime and pick any six of the beers, or more or less. They're really flexible about their flights. They got games, they often have live music, and so many references to all things Ray Bradbury. It's a journey and a puzzle for your mind, too, on top of incredible beer. They do beer cocktails. They just got their license amended to start serving wine. So if you had that one friend in your group who never wants to go to a brewery because they don't like beer, well, wine. But maybe my favorite thing about them, actually, it is my favorite thing. They are all about giving back to their community. Thursday through Saturday, 25 cents from every full pour goes to the Waukegan Library Foundation. On Sundays, 25 cents from every pour goes to Caring for Kids Clothing. Make sure you give yourself plenty of time to enjoy the beers on site because they don't serve to-go beer and you can't get it anywhere but the tap room. So what is happening this weekend? They got a jam band on the street in front of the brewery tonight. On Sunday, it is the 39 Forever Poker Run Walk Drive. They want you to come hang, learn about Jack Benny, visit locations in town of historical significance, and eat chow mein made to his favorite recipe. If you end up hungry 50 minutes later, well, they've got their favorite sushi ramen dumplings truck there as well. All supporting Waukegan Friends, a great organization. It starts at Nightshade at 4 on Sunday. And what exactly is a poker run, if you're asking? It's a super fun, family-friendly activity where you follow clues to different locations. And at each location, you get a playing card that builds your poker hand. There are prizes for the best poker hand of the event, along with other ways to play and win. Nightshade and Dark. They're on Clayton Street in the heart of downtown Waukegan, just west of Sheridan and Route 137. You can see the water. You can see the lake. Also, just steps away from the Genesee Theater, which is perfect for checking out Trace Atkins a couple Fridays away on the 21st with stops at the brewery before and or after the show. On Facebook and Instagram, at Nightshade and Dark. They are Nightshade and Dark's Pandemonium Brewing in Waukegan. Stop by and tell them Drew's Brew sent you.